This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Neil Walker joining us in a moment. Texter writes in, idea. Doran's daily Spanish lesson where he teaches our dear friend Adam a new word every day. Have him read it, try to pronounce it before you let him know the true enunciation, helping Pittsburgh become bilingual while getting a cheap laugh at Crowley's expense.
I like it.
I don't mind that. Should get it sponsored.
Bye.
I don't know. Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Neil Walker joins us now. Pirates losers last night, now 12-24. They are on pace to win just 56 games this year. Neil, brought to us by Mike Camlin Hyundai, the home of the Mike Camlin Advantage. Oil changes for life. Also brought to us by Goodrich and Geist. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geist. Good morning to you, Neil. How's it going?
Hey, ¿cómo estás, guys? How we doing?
Neil, I was just about to ask you, did you learn Spanish or did you take it upon yourself to learn Spanish because you had so many Spanish-speaking teammates?
You know what's funny? I mean, you do end up learning what I like to consider clubhouse Spanish over time, which is not the best way to learn. But the 2 years, two off seasons when I was in the minor leagues, I played winter ball, once in Mexico and once in Venezuela. And when you get thrown into that type of environment where nobody besides a couple of the guys maybe that are English speakers on the team are speaking Spanish, it was probably like a month in and I was dreaming in Spanish. And, you know, it was still difficult to talk, but I was understanding everything that was going on around me. And of course, you know, not really practicing much after I left that environment, it quickly left me, but that was very interesting. I think that's how you got to do it. You know, the Rosetta Stone, that stuff is good, but when you get thrown into an environment where nobody's speaking anything but Spanish to you, that's how you learn the quickest.
Neil, how do you make way in an environment that is as bad as the one that they've got right now? I mean, they are 12-24. A texter corrected me. They actually were at 500, Doran, on March 28th when they were 1-1. So they did reach 500 at one point this year. But mathematically, Neil, I mean, they have to play like the 2001 Mariners the rest of the way to make the playoffs. I hate to bring up bad memories, but you played on a terrible team in 2010 where you had a very nice season, your first full season in the big leagues. Like, how do you stay engaged when you're 36 games in and it feels like it would take a miracle just to qualify for the postseason?
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, you especially early on in the season, if things start to – the wheels start to kind of start spinning and you feel like you can't get out of your own way. And, you know, I remember those 2009, I got called up at the end of the year, and that wasn't a good year, and obviously 10 – was a tough year from a team perspective, but I just remember, you know, you fought yourself internally. The thoughts in your head were kind of, and this sounds terrible, but the thoughts were kind of like, how are we going to, we're going to find a way to lose, you know, to lose this game or to not win this series, you know. And as ball players, when you go into two or three or four game series, your goal is to find a way to win, you know, two or three, or two games in a two-game series, or three out of four, And, you know, when things are really spiraling, and I'm certainly not saying that's what's going on, but it can be difficult as players when it's just like, oh, man, you know, we have a two-run lead in the sixth inning. Like, what's going to happen? We've sputtered out so many times in this situation. So you hope that's not the case. You hope that these guys are continuing to stay positive, especially since it's, you know, it's still May. But, you know, to think that they're going to rip off, you know, 13-17 and get back in it is just tough, because we just haven't seen them consistently play good baseball across the board, you know, for weeks at a time. We've seen it at spurts, but we just haven't seen it in long spans.
Neil, is it time to call up Bubba Chandler? And if it's not time, when is the time to call him up?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the conversation surrounding especially Carmen Majinski, who I think has done a nice job with what he's been asked to do. I would guess that Bubba Chandler's time is probably coming pretty soon here. He's pitching on a regular basis. His numbers are good. The velocities are good. The swing and miss stuff looks to be really good. So, yeah, you'd love to see him up here. And of course, you know, kind of like Skeens and kind of like Jones, I'm sure they have some sort of idea as far and plans as far as what the pitch inning limit looks like. So I got to imagine if he's going to get called up, you don't want to have a six-man rotation, or you don't want to have him throwing every seventh day or something along those lines. You want something fairly normal, you know, every fifth day starting. So hopefully he's up here, you know, fairly soon, because we've seen how talented he is. And you know, you like the idea of potentially sometime in the near future, you know, Jones back throwing, whether he be, you know, throwing sooner rather than later. But the thought of having Skeens and Chandler and Jones and Mitch in the starting rotation all together is really cool.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Neil Walker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Bubba Chandler was named the International League Pitcher of the Month. 20 innings, 27 strikeouts, 1.33 ERA, a 106 batting average against. One of the guys you're going to pay attention to this year if the season continues to unravel. I mean, what are some other things to watch, Neil? Like, I hate that I have to ask the question that way, and I hope the next week when we're talking they've rattled off some wins in a row, but, like, what are we paying attention to? What guys are we watching? If the team's not going to have a lot of success, what are some of the reasons to stick around apart from watching your beautiful face on TV?
Well, you know, the thing that I personally would be watching for is just the fight and the grit. You know, you don't want to see, you know, your team get a 4-run lead in the third inning and then just, you know, not have much punch offensively for the rest of the game. You know, when you have the ability to close out games, you want to see the team continue to do that, even if things aren't going great. And that's something, you know, I can remember in the 2010 going through a tough stretch, and Ryan Domet, who was one of the leaders on the team, that was what he was preaching. Like, look, you know, it was maybe June and things weren't going well, and he was like, you know, we're not standing for not playing good effort baseball. You know, that's the easiest thing you can do on a baseball field, and things that you can control, that your attitude and your effort. So those are the things I'm going to be watching. Are guys seemingly engaged? Are we busting our tail down on the bases? Are we still pushing for doubles on possible single doubles and triples and things like that? Because that shows a lot about you learn a lot more about yourself, and you learn a lot more as a team when things aren't going well. Who's willing to post? Who's willing to continue to grind? So I'll be keeping a close look, and not really anybody in particular, really across the board, because everybody's got something to play for as when things aren't going well and the season's not going well. But there's so many different variables. Are you a young guy trying to prove yourself? Are you a veteran guy that's trying to continue his career? Things like that. So, but I am really looking forward to especially the pitching side of things, seeing how things continue to shake out, especially when Bubba Chandler gets up.
Neil, has O'Neill Cruz finally slowed the game down? Like, what are you seeing from him at the plate, and why he's been having so much success?
Well, yeah, I think that's a great analysis. I think the game is finally slowing down for him. The bats against left-handers, that's always a telling sign for me on how confident he is and how he's seeing the baseball. And he's done a nice job, not just against righties and lefties. And that's so important, especially for somebody that's going to hit in the, whether it be first or second or third or fourth in the bulk of the lineup. So I've been really impressed with his at-bats. I've been he made a nice play last night in the field. We hadn't seen him get an opportunity really to throw somebody out at home. And so that was fun to see the cannon he has out there and the accuracy on that ball was good. So, the sky's kind of the limit for him. That's the thing that I was really upset about when he got hurt a couple years ago to start the year, was I felt like the development, he lost a full year of development. And more so from the at-bats and understanding how you're being pitched, those are the things that are important for a hitter once he gets 1,000 at-bats, 1,500 at-bats, 2,000 at-bats. And we're starting to see that with him. We're starting to see him take that next step in all facets of the game, with knowing how he's being pitched, to being selective, to understanding game situations. All those things are really important for the development of a young hitter.
Neil, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Have a great week.
You too.
Thanks, Neil.
Neil Walker. I didn't want to have to start that off with the 2010 Pirates, but hey, here we are.
You did.
Hey, you guys sucked. What's it like to be on a team that sucks? That's how that went. Sorry, Neil.
You didn't want to do it, but you did it.
That's story of my life.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.